In this topic, we begin a historical journey through marriage ministry. Wedding ministry did not appear out of nowhere. It grows from the biblical story of creation, covenant, household discipleship, and generational faith. We begin in the Old Testament. Christian marriage ministry starts with creation. In Genesis 1:27, Webb, Scripture says, God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Marriage begins with God's design for humanity as male and female image bearers. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Their embodied difference is not a problem to solve. It is a gift to steward under God. Then in Genesis 2:18 WEB, Yahweh God says, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." The woman is not created as an accessory or lesser being. She is comparable to him. She corresponds to him. She stands with him as a whole embodied soul before God. Then comes the foundational marriage text. Genesis 2:24 Webb, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Here we see leaving, joining, and one flesh covenant life. A wedding minister must understand this foundation. Marriage is not merely romance. Marriage is not merely a legal status. Marriage is not merely a ceremony. Marriage is covenant life rooted in creation. The Old Testament also teaches that marriage is part of household discipleship. In Deuteronomy 6:4-7 WEB, Israel is commanded to love Yahweh with heart, soul, and might, and to teach God's words diligently to their children. Marriage and family become places where faith is taught, practiced, remembered, and passed on. This means a wedding minister serves more than a couple's special day. The wedding minister is serving a future household of discipleship. Joshua gives another household witness in Joshua 24:15 Webb, "But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh." That sentence reminds us that covenant marriage is not isolated from worship. A Christian household is called toward the service of God. The Psalms also celebrate marriage and family. Psalm 127:1 Webb says, "Unless Yahweh builds the house, they who build it labor in vain." Psalm 12:81 Webb says, "Blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in his ways." These passages teach that a household is blessed when it is built under God's care. The wisdom literature also takes marriage seriously. Proverbs warns against adultery and celebrates marital faithfulness. Proverbs 5:18 WEB says, "Let your spring be blessed. Rejoice in the wife of your youth." Song of Solomon celebrates embodied desire, covenant love, and delight. Song of Solomon 8:7 WEB says, "Many waters can't quench love, neither can floods drown it." The prophets also confront covenant breaking. In Malachi 2:14 WB, the wife is called your companion and the wife of your covenant. That phrase is vital. Marriage is covenant companionship. So when a wedding minister serves a bride and groom, the minister stands in a long biblical tradition. Creation, covenant, household, faithfulness, blessing, sexuality, children, family worship, and public witness all come together. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And that covenant story begins in the Old Testament, where God forms humanity, blesses male and female, calls households to faith, and teaches his people to honor marriage before him.